lightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I'm very, very excited about tonight because tonight is love night. We're going into Valentine's Day and we're going into quite a week. We have Ash Wednesday. We have the new moon eclipse. We have Mardi Gras. And we have Valentine's Day, which is on Ash Wednesday. And we also have Pisces moving into the Venus and Venus moving into Pisces and the Sun moving into Pisces. So it's an exciting week. My wonderful guest tonight is the famous Frank St. James. He's the saint and he's here with me tonight. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
I'm feeling great. I really like the vibrations now. They're so there's a lot of harmony really in the air, and especially for romance. So I'm excited about it.
You know, Frank and I are doing something very special this year that we did in the past, but it was quite a while ago. We are giving you your love reading. We're going to tell you about your soulmate, or if you haven't found one yet, what's up with that? And also, if you're in a relationship, how that's going to go for you. And you can sign up on my website, and we're going to help you try to unlock your heart. So, Frank, what do you think about all this stuff that's going on this next week?
I think it's, again, I'm very enthusiastic about what's going on. Being a Pisces myself, a lot of my readings, I find that people have a lot of these signs in them, the Aquarius, which we're in right now, and Pisces, and Leo, and I find a lot of people making a transition right now, too, and who they really would like to be with. Being more selective instead of just acting on an impulse. And that's probably one of the worst things you can do sometimes. And it's hard to step back sometimes. Sometimes you get overwhelmed.
You get that pull from your ego, from your solar plexus, and you want to take an action. And to take that deep breath to try to slow yourself down is difficult, but this is the time, this next month. And Frank and I are going to be doing these readings right through March 1st. So this month is the month of love. We have so many planets in love. We even have Neptune in Pisces. When you have all these planets in Pisces, Venus, the Sun, and Neptune, you're in good shape. And not only that, you become your own magnet, especially if you are a water sign, a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. You become a magnet, and people just want to get to know you. They want to walk up to you and say, hi, how are you doing? So, Frank, knowing that you're a Pisces and I'm a Pisces, have you noticed that people are walking up to you, or maybe if you're in a group giving readings, that they come to your table more than the others?
Well, they seem to be drawn to the emotional part. They're looking to help someone with their emotions, and I'm all into emotions.
Yeah, I kind of wish that we could all do that more. Instead of dumping our emotions on somebody, look at somebody and see what their emotions are and see if we can help to bring them a calmness and a peace. I think that's part of what we do.
Yeah, I think the biggest part is with people when they do feel excited about someone is to try to pull back a little bit and listen, really listen to them. And I think that you can reach a conclusion whether you want to continue or not. But if you just take everything verbatim, that could really be, that's when they put themselves in hurt, right?
Well, it's funny because listening, and when lovers first meet, they can't stop talking to each other. Sometimes they're on the phone 7 hours a day, and then that dies down after a while. But did you really listen to the other person, or were you trying to tell the other person how good you are? And that's an interesting scope. But what is your lifestyle, and how do you get to know another person, and how do you get close to them? I think one of the first steps is to share time. Share time with them and do things with them, and slowly they will come into your life and be a part of your life, and that's what lasting love entails. By the way, I forgot to say this is a call-in show, and we would love to hear you call in and ask about your soulmate. And the answer for us to take the phone number for us to take a question is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. So let me ask you this. Did you get the roses and the chocolates, Frank?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. I hope you're going to give them to your lady.
No, it's all for me.
I thought maybe you got them from other people.
No. But I have been getting very good responses. And I told them to be honest. If you tell somebody, I like to take long walks on the beach, and you really don't, then you're going to get dogged by somebody that keeps saying every time you go out, you got to go near the ocean or someplace. And it's someplace that you really don't want to. So try to be honest with the person. If you don't like them or long walks in the woods or whatever, you know, be honest with the person, because you're just going to get irritable after a while.
Well, you know what? The other thing is pets. Everybody has their kind of favorite pets. And if you don't like cats, you got to say, sorry, cats, I'd rather have a dog. Because if you tell somebody you like their cat and then you go over and you react about it or it upsets you in some way, you're going to pay for that too. And you're right about being honest. I think it's a good thing to be spontaneous and to invite your new friend to where you like to go, whether it's a movie, a concert, or a boat ride. Invite them to do something that you like to do and ask them to invite you to do something that they like to do. Of course, everybody was inviting everybody to the Eagles game. You know, I live right here in Philly, and everything was Eagles all last week.
Well, we watched it here with a group, too. But, you know, it was a really good game, though. You couldn't, even if you didn't care for either one of the teams, it was an excellent game.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. So what are your plans for Valentine's Day, Frank? Do you have any special plans?
Well, we don't right now. We're going out, definitely.
That's
good. And good seafood restaurant, which is not hard to find when you're in Asbury Park and Ocean Grove and Neptune and all around the areas. You know, so
my childhood down there too.
Yeah.
Well, I think for Valentine's Day, somebody could think about maybe giving their partner something that they really like, that the person giving it likes, so that they could get to know you a little bit better.
Also, think about people in your family. Mom, I always sent my mother flowers. She said she loved them. And whatever I can do from my sister and their loved ones. And so it's always good. You'll always get it back one way or another, you know.
Our producer tells us that we have a call. I don't know who it is, so surprise me, Don. Who's on the phone? Hello?
All right, you caught me a bit off guard, but all right. Out to the audience. For some reason, I guess the old way isn't working. So let's bring on Donna, Quebec. She's actually born June 15, 1953. Again, this is Donna from Quebec. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you. You're one of my mentors. I love. I just want to say that, like, I have a lot of love feelings in my life. Like, every day when I get up, I have my coffee and I write out my good intentions, what my heart would want for me that day.
Also,
I find when I do that, I have a really wonderful day and I'm still working. And the thing is, it's been a long time that I've had a real relationship with a man, and I'm really ready to meet a good friend and a lover, and I'm wondering if you see anything for me in the future.
Sure. Just tell Frank your birthday, Frank.
June 15, 53 at 6:45 a.m.
Okay.
5:45, excuse me.
First of all, you're in a really good year, this year and next, to really connect. This is kind of earth energy this year. I do a little bit of numerology. I only take the best out of everything I study. But you're in the fourth year, and this is a good year for you to get somebody that'll come into your life that's not going to be, you know, just talking foolish or trying to be some type of a charlatan as far as that goes. But you'll get straight answers. And I do like before the end of March, I do like that for you. So, once that person touches upon you, don't be surprised if the next 2 or 3 weeks, 2 or 3 other men come in that are interested. For some reason, it generates energy. Yeah.
That's great, Donna. You've got possibilities. And, of course, you're a Gemini, and Gemini squares Pisces, so there will be some action with Geminis, too. And I got the name Tim or Tom. Do you know somebody by that name?
Not right now, nope.
Well, keep your eyes open. We'll see what happens.
Okay. I really like a Tom for you. I really like that.
And it could be Thompson, last name.
Yeah. No.
Thomas or Thompson.
First
thank
it's
you
gonna
for
be...
calling.
Okay, thanks so much, and all the best. Happy Valentine's Day on Wednesday.
Oh, you too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Don, I believe we have another call.
We actually do. Let's have a look. We have Susie from New York. Welcome to the program, Susie. Born on December 21st, 1957.
Hi, Susie.
Hello. I'm so thrilled to be talking to the two of you. I normally work on Sunday nights, so I'm available tonight to listen to you and talk to you.
Great. So what question do you have for Frank tonight?
I don't know. I mean, you're both psychic. Do you see anyone coming into my life that I might love unconditionally? He'll love me. We'll enjoy each other, crack up, laugh.
That all takes a lot of time. But go ahead, Frank. What do you see for Susie?
Well, first of all, unconditionally is really a rare occurrence. But I like around May for you this year. There's two areas, May and October. So I like those two areas. So there might be a person coming in that's fairly tall. I'm looking about 6 foot, and he's been through a marriage already. He's a bit leery, and what'll spark this is be able to talk. And I get that both of you is not overpowering the other person. So I find that you'll find certain interests that you both have. It's we're not going to say there's never 100%, but there's enough that you can really enjoy yourself with each other, but I like the way he listens. It's very rare for a man to do that, you know.
And I want to say something else, Susie. Don't put the hand up and say get out of my life just because he does something that triggers something from the past. You're famous for that. You need to give him a chance. You know, you don't just talk somebody off because you don't like what they did. That's ego, easing God out. So please remember, this man doesn't know how to date. He has some sadness. Frank said he was married before. I'm feeling that she may have passed away. But you need to just give it time And always give them the third date. You'll know by the third date, not the first date. Give them the third date. If you get the fourth date with someone, then you're lucky. You pass. How does that sound, Susie? Can you redo that for yourself?
Very happy to talk to the both of you tonight, and I'm totally psyched for May and October.
All right. Well, let us know. Keep us posted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don, do we have one more?
We actually do. We have a Donna from the Maryland area, and she's another Sag, born on December 25th, 1956. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Well, Merry Christmas, Donna.
Yes, born Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Do you have a romance question for Frank?
Yes, I do. Am I going to find romance, or is romance going to find me?
You know what? I really feel that you're the one that's going to attract the person towards you. I think, you know, you have a decent sense of humor too, or you like
cute.
To be, you know, and you like to laugh. And I think it's just one of those times where you're in a group situation and the person's attracted to your sense of humor first, and you know, and also he'll try to be funny. I don't know if he's going to achieve that, but at least you know that you got a fan right away, and I think that's the start of it for different
things. Now,
Donna,
I gotta ask you a question, Donna, because I'm seeing a vision here with you. Do you live near a 7-Eleven? Do you shop in a 7-Eleven pretty regularly?
I don't shop in one, but it's one down the hill from where I live.
It doesn't matter where it is. You're going to be in that 7-Eleven, and there's going to be something happening. I don't know whether somebody's going to drop a sandwich, spill a cup of coffee, whatever it is, this person is going to be involved in helping you in some way, and that both of you are going to wind up in such laughter. This is comical. I know you don't really get out much, but this is just one of those Uranus days where it happens, you start talking, and he follows up. He's going to come after you, don't you think, Frank?
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying, that she was, she might be just kidding with some. You pick up tickets, lottery tickets?
Yes.
Could be there.
Because I even like that. I like that for May. And you might have another point where you're winning money in about the middle of July and then around your birthday. It's always good around your birthday, a week before, a week during, and a week after. So,
do you go play slots? Donna?
I haven't recently, but the new casino is not far from where I live at, the National Harbor.
Yeah, well, this is just an impulse day. It's not anything that you make regular. It's an impulse day. You're going to be very surprised with the energies. And I do agree with Frank. I feel June, and I feel around Flag Day, which is the 12th. And it's just, you might even forget this conversation.
Yeah, I like your personality, you know. Sagittarius have at least they try to be humorous. You know, sometimes they'll get mad because the people don't understand what the joke is about.
But, and they're known for being a little sharp-tongued.
So they will be a Sag because I'm a Capricorn, Christmas.
Mm. Well, you're on the cusp. You're part Sag, part Capricorn.
Yeah, there's a big influence on Sag with you know.
Capricorns are serious people, so make sure your heart is open. Don't be too critical. Give the guy a chance. I'll never date him. No. Don't do that. Don't set up those barriers. I say that to people because they set up mental barriers. We all have Prince Charming in our head, Susie. We have this Prince, I mean, Donna, I'm sorry. We have this Prince Charming in our head that we want him to be this, this, and this. And it's never that way. Send in the clowns, wow. Right, Frank?
That's right. The other thing is, women
I need
rule.
A good laugh, though.
Donna, women rule.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, no, believe it or not, and I'm telling you, men, if you, they're a little fragile. If somebody can't talk, you know, like very romantic right away, then you might have somebody. People that memorize lines and, you know, look for a pickup or something like that, they're very, you know, they're very smooth, and they'll say things that you want to hear. But if you really listen to somebody that's really interested, you'll find that they're not going to be that, I can't say it was eloquent, but they're going to kind of stumble a little bit. And but I wouldn't take that as them being not you know, stupid or, you know, not really with it.
Don't judge
you know, those are the people that can be really sincere, you know, and
let me give you a hint. Yeah, Don, I want to give you a hint. I hear you saying, and I don't know why, oh my, you're all thumbs. You're just all thumbs. And everybody laughs. Everybody around you laughs, and he laughs, and you laugh. So there's your hint.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
That's tricky.
Well, you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and thank you for calling Let's Find Out.
Thank you, and I'll remember awesome.
Don, is there one more before we go to break?
There's actually more. So,
okay. Well, let's have the next one, please.
All right. Well, let's have a look at who's up next on Let's Find Out. Helen from Virginia was born June 8th, 1943. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Helen. Thank you for calling us out. What question do you
have?
Thanks
for being here. I am ready to meet someone, and I'm hoping there's something in the cards for me.
In the air for you. We don't need cards. We don't use cards, Helen. It's in the air for you. Right, Frank?
Yeah. In the air. Okay. Yeah, I'm a neuroscientist.
incidentally, Helen, you're in the perfect time zone. You're in, numerology-wise, couldn't be more romantic for you. You're on the sixth year of a nine-year cycle, and it's romance, real estate, there's some charisma with that. You can negotiate with somebody. You're not going to get upset with somebody, even though there might be somebody you don't like. You know, it's always that stare. You just kind of stare at them, and they get the picture. But it's a very good time for you. It's good earth energy, and I really feel good for you this year. Yeah. What type of a situation would you like?
Somebody who, I'm very different, and I want somebody who doesn't think I'm a nutcase.
do you do a function for either a church or a nonprofit organization?
I don't belong to either, but I'm thinking of joining the Casey Foundation again.
Oh, the Casey Foundation is wonderful, the ARA. I've had a lot of dealings with them. In fact, I went to Egypt with the Casey Foundation. But Helen... When you're in that group, I think you're going to be meeting somebody, and it could well be on Virginia Beach. And that's where I think you're going to meet the handsome stranger.
So wonderful.
I get a name for you. I think it's Charles. Charlie?
Oh, I love that name.
Okay.
And I don't think you're weird. I feel a really nice personality, and it's just, you know, if somebody's lucky enough to be with you, which they will be, you can just be yourself. I mean, I can't see you not being yourself, but I'm sure that somebody's going to be on the same par with you. But I feel like going, Elizabeth, that's a good meeting place.
Right, you're going to go on a trip, some kind of a trip. Now, I don't think it's a romantic, we want to be alone trip. I think it's a group trip. It could be a Casey trip. It could be anybody else. And he's going to go with you. And that's going to be very, very, very interesting because you'll find out a lot about him. He'll find out a lot about you. And there's a synchronicity, Frank, that I'm feeling with her, with this new handsome stranger. And I'm getting the name Bill. So now that could be a place that you're going to or somebody that introduces you. Right, Frank?
Yeah. But, you know, it like I was saying to a couple other callers, that sometimes when you open up a good dialogue like that and you feel good, someone else is going to might be listening and saying, "Well, wait a minute, I don't want her getting away from me." So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple people, and this is good for you. And keep in mind, are you interested in getting married again, or you just want a good relationship?
I'm open to either. I was married for 26 years, and it was wonderful. And I'm open to either situation, depending on.
Well, you know, as we get older, and up in age, we sometimes don't marry again because that can be complicated with the government and all those responsibilities. But it doesn't matter because it will be a caring, although it may not be on the level of your man who's gone, who I feel present here. I just got a message from him saying that he would love you to love again. So that's beautiful. Are you hearing anything, Frank?
And he'll always be there for you anyway. You know, he's the one. And he just wants you to be happy. You know, you went through a lot, he's that much in love with you that he wants you to be happy. Period.
Stay
and that's
happy
not always the case. Yeah.
He says,
thank you.
Stay happy and comfortable. Thank you, Helen, for calling Let's Find Out. And Frank's going to be on again at the end of the month. He's always on the last Sunday of the month, but tonight is our special Valentine's night. And to call in is 888-429-5471 if you want to ask a Valentine's question. Don, how are we doing with people on the phone?
Well, let's find out. We have another Helen from New York. And actually, I believe this Helen is calling in for her sister and possibly someone else, and she's online too.
Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen or Helen?
It's Ellen.
Ellen, okay, Ellen. We're having a little bit of a communication thing tonight. When is your birthday, Ellen, again?
Well, it's for my sister, and she's August 3rd, 1961.
Yeah, but you can't call for your sister. You have to call for yourself. Let me see if Frank can get. You really need to call for yourself, not for somebody else. Frank, are you picking up?
What is it that your sister's been going through?
Well, she had a terrible divorce. He was cheating on her. She had three children with him.
What's her name?
And his name, Mike.
No, her name.
Oh, Betty.
Your sister's name.
Betty. Okay.
And it was just a really hard time. It's been 8 years now, but they were married over 20. And we would just love for her to find love again with someone.
Is she ready? Excuse me. Is she ready? Do you feel that?
I feel she is. She's in a really good place in her life. And I think she's done so well independently that I really think she is.
I like the summer for her, you know. I like it July and August, and, you know, it's close to her birthday, but there seems to be a lot of energy And depending where she goes, I just feel better right now for her. You know, she should connect. I just feel that she's a bit leery about, you know, this relationship. There's never been a book about love. There's always a book about lovers, great lovers. And of course, we get caught up in that, too. We're looking for that person. But I just feel that she won't be ready till about that time. But she could be open, you know.
Cape Cod, Ellen. I don't know if she's going to get a chance to go to Cape Cod, but if she does, tell her to go.
Okay.
Now, Frank, please give out your phone number for the people if they want to call and make a private reading with you.
Yes, my number is 862-684-1904. So that's 682.
Oh, 862.
862-684-1904.
So, Ellen, have Betty call him offline and get a reading.
I will. I tried calling her to call into the show, but she didn't get my message.
Okay, we're going to be going into break, and we will be back and take a few other calls after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of February 12th through February 18th, 2018. This is a star-packed busy week in the cosmos. We have a new moon, a solar eclipse in Aquarius, along with Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, the Chinese New Year, Mardi Gras, and the week ends with the sun moving into Pisces. Wow! The focus is on responsibilities and tangible projects on Monday under a productive Capricorn moon, which brings a pleasant lunar relationship so that you can relax as you accomplish tasks rather than stressing out. Avoid pushing your philosophy on others on Tuesday. If you have to deal with stubborn people, wait a day or two. Wednesday is Valentine's Day and the moon is in friendly Aquarius. Work on the friendship side of your relationships rather than the romantic love that's so typical of this holiday. That's not to say that there's not room for some fantasy romance, because Venus is moving through Pisces, and that's a sign that loves fantasy and illusions. Perhaps the best idea is to combine your romance and friendship. Contact Elizabeth Joyce or Frank St. James for your love and sweetheart reading at her website, new-visions.com. It's also Ash Wednesday, but make sure you don't give up on love. The solar eclipse is on Thursday, February 15th, so remember that it's not a good time to sign documents or make any important decisions. You will not be able to see this partial eclipse unless you live in southern Chile or Argentina, but you should be able to feel it. Think back to last August when the total solar eclipse occurred in the end of fiery Leo. This 28-degree Aquarius eclipse is exactly opposite the Leo eclipse last August, so you should be able to get a perspective on your life between now and then. The conversations with North Korea were in the news then, and the first announcements of Flynn, Kushner, and Trump Jr. came out in the news. Watch for news on these same issues from a different perspective as this month unfolds. On a personal level, a new moon urges you to open up to something new, and an eclipse amplifies that energy. Aquarius helps you to open friendships, groups, and organizations, so get out of the house and meet new people. Aquarius is also the inventor, so put effort into how you can take your brilliant ideas to market, and remember that Aquarius creates win-win environments for the good of the collective consciousness. Perhaps it's time for your future needs, and to begin to prepare for the day when you might need something. Saving, conserving, and getting rid of your junk is a good idea now. The Chinese Lunar New Year on Friday is calculated to be on the second new moon after the December winter solstice, and this year is the year of the dog. The Lunar New Year is widely celebrated throughout Asia, and it's a holiday known as the Chinese New Year or the Spring Festival. There's much symbolism attached to each new year on the lunar cycle, and many traditions are followed in the hopes of an auspicious start. Each year is represented by one of the 12 zodiac animals that reflect traditional Chinese culture, including how people see themselves and their relationships with the world. As China ushers out 2017 as the year of the rooster, citizens are readying to welcome 2018 as the year of the dog. The Spring Festival in China is celebrated for several months at a time, and it's a time to gather with your family and hope for good fortune in the upcoming year. The 2018 Chinese New Year celebration will end with the Spring Lantern Festival on March 2nd. Go to the website new-visions.com and join the subscription pages to find out how the Year of the Dog will affect you. The moon is in Pisces for the weekend, which is always great for a movie, music, or meditation. The early hours of Saturday may produce active, penetrating dreams, as Mars is square Neptune. Mars is action, and Neptune is dreaming. Combine that with the sun aligning with Mercury, and you have a combination for restless sleep, waking up early, or waking up feeling like you were on the move in your dreams. Did you ever dream that you were flying? On Saturday evening, mental Mercury moves into Pisces for the next 3 weeks. There's a tricky few hours as Mercury changes signs. Take the time to meditate and open up to your intuition. Be sure to journal your dreams. Begin to write a fantasy story or a screenplay. The Mars-Neptune square on Saturday could bring more worldwide news. It signals lies, deceits, suspicion, and scandal to come to the light. The effects could be devastating, especially for Mr. Trump and his organization, because he was hit directly by both eclipses, the August full solar eclipse in 2017, and now this one on February 16, 2018. Communication is tricky because Mercury demands the facts and only the facts, ma'am. It is hard to stay away from fake news and bring you only the facts, with emotional Pisces at the helm. Sunday begins with the sun moving into Pisces. I want to hit the snooze button and sleep a little longer. And the moon moving into get out of bed and exercise Aries is like driving a car with the brakes on. Opt for a little peace and quiet in the morning. Later you can make your to-do list for next month as a brain exercise. Perhaps a combination of a little extra dream time and light exercise, like getting a pedicure, will help this combination. Don't forget, Pisces rules the feet. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to tell you about my semi-annual spiritual intensive, which is planned for the weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. If you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. As many of you know, I only teach this twice a year, and miracles have occurred from experiencing this workshop. It's time to pull off the veil from your faces, not only so you can see who you really are, but so that you can see your neighbor and begin connecting with them at this time. This is the time of oneness with humanity. So, how much humanity can you express in your life? As we enter this new world of wakefulness, let's get caught up in the joy and excitement of realizing and embracing the new awareness that's coming to this world. Embrace the world with all it has to offer, as well as all the other worlds in this universe. Experience deep meditation, unlock your blocks, move beyond your boundaries, and begin to open your spiritual chakras. Experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose, the energy and tools that you will bring away with you from this workshop will enhance your life and beyond that. The time to begin is now. Where? The James Laurel House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, in beautiful Bucks County. When? The weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. Time? 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., giving you time to look around the town and enjoy the many restaurants in the evening that are available. For further information, go to Elizabeth Joyce's website, new-visions.com, or you can call Elizabeth to register, 215-996-0646. Looking forward to working with each and every one of you and watching you shed, grow lighter, and evolve closer to the divine.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel. Love me. faithful heart. Tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue. I would beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just to feel,
just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to sad and blue, crying over you, dear only.
And that was the King. I wonder if some of you millennials realize who that was. I used to dance to that song on American Bandstand, and of course it was Elvis Presley singing Love Me. And he was singing a song that a lot of people feel around Valentine's Day. Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. And we all want love. And we're going to get it this week. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, my psychic cohort in crime. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Just fine. Great. Great.
And you remember
I'm really
the King.
Up for this. I'm going to see if we can help somebody. And
well, we always do. Remember, you can call Frank and ask a question tonight. We're at 888-429-5471. Tell me what you are excited about. I am excited. I'm finding that Venus going into Pisces is helping me redecorate the home. So we're putting in the wood floors, and we're going to be painting the upstairs. And that's a lot. It's making me clean the house, finally, Frank. And, of course, you just moved, so you know what that feels like.
Oh, we're still we're still trying to get rid of things. It's just, yeah. It's amazing, you know. I know there's books about it, but when you're actually doing it, it's it feels like you got two storage places.
Oh,
you
know.
One in your apartment and in a regular storage unit, but
Ask yourself this, Frank. The things that you have in the storage unit, you'll probably never want to use again. So sell them. Have a storage unit party.
I got rid of most of the stuff, but I have accumulated stuff, and that was because of my interest in astrology, Egyptians, different cultures.
Yeah.
I mean, I got so many books and everything. It's hard to get rid of that, but you know.
It is hard. I'm doing my library, which I'm going to be donating to a university. I have a wonderful metaphysical library, and I found neat stuff. But do you know what I found? I'm going to tell you what I found in my office that I had misplaced. Bobby Darin's original recording of Splish Splash and Mac the Knife on 45s. I found them. I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah, and I had them. I collected, because I was in the business of singing, and I have an oldies album, actually. And I had all those 45s, right? To Honky Tonk. If you can remember that one.
All right.
I do.
All right.
We have somebody
well,
else
here's
on?
Another caller.
And who's that?
Rebecca, California. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Rebecca. What part of California are you from?
San Francisco area.
Oh, good. What's your question for Frank?
My birthday is October 17th. I guess my question would be, what do you see about finances? It seems like I forget to pay things on time, and I'm just having a real struggle with my finances. Do you see things changing at all, where more prosperity and, you know, the money arena opens up?
Well, this is you're in your first year of a brand new 9-year cycle. So you've been going through the last year of the 9-year cycle, which is called the year of endings, trying to get rid of negative things out of your mind and maybe even people to move forward. So give it another month or so, and you should start being able to get the information you need to help you. Maybe you should write certain objectives down, you know, that are most important too.
And so, Rebecca, I'm going to tell you that it will pick up after Uranus moves out of Aries into Taurus, because Aries opposes Libra, and you'll feel more comfortable with money beginning in May right through the end of the year. And that will be good for you. And I asked you about a computer because I was going to suggest that you start keeping your calendar on the computer. And then, even in the middle of the night, you'll get a zing and you'll be told what's coming. Right, Frank?
That's right. The whole thing is really reorganizing how you do things. And you should be fine.
Yeah, she's going to get through it. Okay, well, here we are, and it's 10 o'clock, and we're at the end of the show, Frank, and I'm so glad that you were with us. I always love it when you come on, and you will be on again on the 25th. And don't forget, you listeners, we're doing special Valentine's readings for you through the end of the month. You can access the website at new-visions.com, and we're right on the front page. Frank, please give out your phone number in case somebody wants a Valentine reading from you.
My number is 862-684-1904.
Thank you very much for coming on tonight, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. It's now time to get ready for our meditation, and hopefully next week I'm going to have Sharon back on with her nemeology, and we'll be talking about your Valentine sweetheart and what their name means for you. Now let's go into our meditation, beginning with Elizabeth Hepburn, Love is the Answer. Tonight we are ending our show with Raising Our Love Vibration and finishing with Richard Shulman and The Power of Love. Thank you and good night.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird's song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment, feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive.
And now it's time for our weekly meditation, raising our love vibration. Working with the circle of light. Please be comfortable. Sit in a straight back chair with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position. Or you can lay down on the bed with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and begin to open up your crown chakra at the top of your head and bring in the light. You will be taking in some new fifth dimension information in this meditation. Beginning to raise your love vibration. There is a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is flowing into the mental and emotional energies of Earth through the all-encompassing double helix coming from the divine. This gift of sacred light is flowing in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth ever since December 21st, 2012. It has the amazing ability to transmute into light the negativity that is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives, as well as in the lives of the people who are suffering all over the world. The catch is that in order for this powerful gift of life to accomplish this mission, the sons and daughters of God's abiding on earth must give it permission to do so. This is a learned meditation exercise using the new 10th chakra along with our body heart chakra, the 4th chakra, and by creating a circle of life. The challenge is that at birth, we are all given free will. As we all grow into our adult human identity, through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, we have either deliberately or inadvertently created the maladies existing in our personal lives as well as here on Earth. This means that you and I and every other person on Earth are responsible for transmuting the pain and suffering we have created throughout our various earthly incarnations. This is called karma. One universal law is, the call for assistance must come from the realms and the heart of where the assistance is needed. Our guides and angels cannot just wave a wand and transmute our human miscreations back into light. However, if the sons and daughters of God, abiding on earth, invoke the circle of light from within themselves to transmute into light every painful thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that has contributed to the pain and suffering on the earth, then the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt pleas. The beings of light in the higher realms have revealed that in the year of 2012, through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, we have reached a critical mass of collective consciousness that is allowing the Earth to receive higher and infinitely more powerful frequencies, called the double helix, which are stronger and more powerful than we have ever been able to withstand before. These energies are flowing out into our solar system and onto the planet Earth from the center of our galaxy, the heart of the Milky Way. This sacred energetic flow is known in the higher realms as the fifth dimension circle of light and love, transmuted from God's infinite love. The master teachers from the heavenly and universal realms said this frequency of the circle of life has the ability to transmute lifetimes worth of our disqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful because we are in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing process the world has ever known. We are releasing present-day karma and past life karma as well. What a gift. What a wonderful chance for a true alignment with our blessed higher self. What a wonderful opportunity to become one with the God Source. Even the unpredictable and violent weather conditions are a reflection of humanity's consciousness and are designed by the higher realms to purge the body of Mother Earth of the atrocities humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and the appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there is actually a gift of sacred energy flowing from the heart of our God that will transmute the pain and suffering of Earth in the twinkling of an eye. This is true. This is why I conduct my intensives that I have been teaching for more than 30 years, to begin this deeply penetrating inner process of purging and cleansing. Gone are the slow, time-consuming healing processes, although they will remain for a while to help others ascend to the higher levels. What has arrived is the circle of light, the opening of the higher heart consciousness and the willingness from within to shift, change, and become the loving soul that you really are. Take the time. Give it a chance. Fortunately, in order to benefit from the circle of life, you do not have to fully comprehend or even accept that the circle of light is real. All you have to do is think of it as a possibility, and then ask your blessed higher self to utilize the fifth dimension's double helix energy of God's infinite light and to transmute everything that is causing pain and suffering in your life, as well as in the lives of humanity. This is the energy being used to transmute to you long-distance healing, and this is why it works so well. It's a new experience, a new energy, bringing you healing, alignment, comfort, and a new life. As the circle of light works with you, and as you work with the circle of light, the other thing that happens, and the real gift, is a shift and change in your consciousness, aligning you with love, caring, kindness, trust, truth, and inner realizations. The circle of light is scientific to the letter and is being used in science and medical research to improve our well-being here on Earth. This energy will respond instantly to the invocation of every person's blessed higher self. It's called setting a condition. And of course, that involves you giving permission to access, use, and enhance your life with the circle of light. This is true regardless of whether or not you fully accept the reality of the circle of light through your lower human consciousness. However, you must do the work to get there. The daily meditations, taking time to be still, and surrendering to the light. This is why the divine seals do such an excellent job. The circle of light is used to hold them in place after application. This information is contained in my workbook from Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. I promise you that by invoking this new frequency of the circle of light, through communing with your blessed higher self on a daily basis, you will transform your life into what you want it to be. In truth, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by experimenting with this gift of light from our universal God. Now, allow yourself to float out into the higher energies as you listen to the ascension music of Richard Schulman. Take a deep breath. Hold in your mind that which you want to occur. Hold in your mind as a picture the outcome of your desires. And then listen as Richard Schulman plays Love.